只要有衣有食，就当知足。
But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that.
那想要发财的人，就现在迷惑，落在网络和许多无知有害的事业里，叫人沉在败亡和灭亡中，败坏和灭亡中。
Yeah, people who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction.
贪财是万物之根。
For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil.
有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了正道，用许多愁苦把自己吃透了。
Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
在第十七节到第十九里边这么说：你要祝福那许今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要提高无定的钱财。
Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant or to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain.
只要依靠那厚实百握给我们享受的神。
But put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment.
又要吩咐他们行善，在好事上付出。
Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds.
甘心施守，乐意供给人。
And to be generous and willing to share.
为自己积成美好的根基。
In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation.
预备将来，叫他们制定了真正的胜利。
For the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life.
刚才的那两处的经文里边有一个很中心的思想。
There's a central idea in the scripture we just read.
就是讲金钱很有可能会成为人的网罗。
We might be trapped by money.
那如为什么金钱会成为人的一个网罗呢？
Why should the money become a trap for us?
那既然是一个网罗，我们做基督徒的，我们就要逃离这个网罗。
Since it's a trap, we should stay away or escape from this trap.
所以我们讲今天呢，就要从两个方面来看。第一个，为什么我们人你不小心的话，就会掉进钱财这个网络里面去？
We'll look at from two perspectives. First, why we are, if not careful, we can fall into this trap.
第二个，既然是个网罗，我们该怎么样逃离这个网罗，不要进入到这个网罗里面去。
Since it's a trap, how can we run away from this trap and prevent from falling into the trap?
好不好，我们再有一点的祷告。
Let's pray.
现在天父，我们再一次以欢喜快乐的心来到你的面前。
Heavenly Father, we come again before you with a joyful heart.
我们打开你的话语，要领受你的话语。
We open your word and want to understand it.
求主开启我们的心。
We open your heart.
让我们能够领受你的话语。
So we can truly understand your word.
像好种子那样撒在我们的心田里边，可以结出30倍、60倍、100倍的果子来。
So that your word becomes good seed in our heart, so can have a harvest of 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold.
恳求恩主借着圣灵的圣灵，对我们每个人的心说话。
And you speak to us through the Holy Spirit.
以致我们能够回转到主的面前。
So that I can come back before you.
谢谢主，你与我们同在。
Thank you for your presence.
我们这样的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Christ Jesus.
Amen. 我们来看第九节和第十节。
Let's look at verse 9 and 10.
这是我们讲到第一个，为什么人会掉落到金钱的网络里边去。
This tells us how, why we can fall into the trap of the money.
那第九节里边讲，当那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的欲望里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
verse 9 says, people who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction.
贪财是万物之根。
For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了正道，用许多的愁苦把自己刺透了。
Some people eager for money have wandered off from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
我不知道弟兄姐妹们是不是注意到一件事。
I don't know if you have noticed.
在第九节里边，第四节里边讲到的话，在世界上很多的人也在应用。
Actually, these words people are also popular with the people in this world, outside the church.
因为有的人会这么讲，说圣经讲钱财是万物之根。
So they say, well, the Bible says the money is the root of all evil.
钱财是非常邪恶的一件事情。
Money is evil.
但是弟兄姐妹们，圣经里面并不是这么说的。
But this is not what the Bible actually says.
圣经说，贪财是万物之根。
The Bible didn't say money is the root of all evil, but the love of money is the root of all evil.
那么什么是贪财呢？
So what is love for money?
其实每一个人或多或少都喜欢有一些的钱财。
I think everybody would like to love to have some money.
很少有人会说我讨厌钱财。
Nobody hates money.
或者说你喜欢钱财，这就是罪。
It's not a sin to like money.
或者说这就是万物之根。
Or it's the root of all evil.
难是说到那个贪字。
The key word is the love, the excessive love of money.
当你想要钱，你过度的想要钱，那个过度的愿望就是贪。
Yeah, if you're excessive desire for money, that's called the desire. That's the love of money.
喜欢钱本身没有什么。
It's not wrong to like money.
当你过度的喜欢钱的时候，就会成为一个问题了。
Yeah, but if you love money, to the extreme, then that's a problem.
神造我们的时候，赐给我们每个人都有一定的欲望。
When God created us, He gave us certain kinds of desire.
当这欲望过度，什么事情做了过度的时候。 这就有问题了，就会生出很多的问题了。
Whenever anything good, if it's due to it becomes excessive, then it becomes a problem.
所以圣经里边不是说钱财是个问题，钱财是不好的。其实圣经对财务有一些正面的教导。Actually,
the Bible there is a positive teaching about money.
我们刚才读的圣经里边，你是不是注意到第十七节里边讲，你要吩咐那些经是付出的人，不要自高，也不要。 倚靠无尽的钱财，后面那句怎么讲？是要倚靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神。
Yeah, verse 17 says, you know, those are rich, don't depend on money, but put your hope in God.
所以我们有时候对神有一个错误的认识。
Sometimes we have a misunderstanding of God.
好像说神不喜欢我们享受。
As if God didn't like us to enjoy our life.
在这个世界上，有一些的宗教和有一些的哲学，他们往往是会认为，物质界的物质是不好的，只有灵界的灵界才是好的，好像身体是不好的，灵界灵魂才是好的。
Some religions or philosophy in this world, they think material things are no good at all, and the body is no good at all. Only the soul is good.
圣经不是这么教导的。That's
not what the Bible teaches us.
圣经说，神创造了我们的身体，神也创造了我们的灵魂。换一句话说，神创造这个物质界，也创造这个灵界。Yeah,
so God created our body as well as our soul. And that means He created the material world as well as the spiritual world.
所以神看他所创造的都是好的。So
God said, when He looked at His creation, He said, it is good.
神喜悦我们能够享受他所赐给我们的东西。
God would like us to enjoy what He has created for us.
而且圣经里边，他是肯定这件事。
And the Bible is positive about it.
这是圣经里边，你看十八节怎么说？他说要让那些富足的人什么？要好事少富足，要行善，要乐意施舍，要乐意供给人。
Yeah, you can do a lot of good things about money in verse 18, command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share.
所以你成了基督徒，神不是说你成了基督徒，你要赶快变成贫穷。
God didn't want you to become poor because you became a Christian.
神老师说，你是一个基督徒，你可以继续有钱，但是你要知道你的责任更大，你要行善，你要救济穷人。
God says, when you become Christian, you can still have money, but you should know how to be responsible for the money that God gave to you.
因为我们大家都知道圣经里面讲的亚伯拉罕。
We know about Abraham.
我们知道约瑟。
We know about Job.
都是非常富有的人。
They are very rich people.
所以你会发现，他们是蒙了神极大的恩典才他们身上。
They got the great grace from God.
但是神告诉说，这些富足的人要注意，要在好事上富足。所以圣经对钱财是有一些正面教导的。
So God, the Bible's positive teaching about money that you should be.
所以圣经里面其实有一些的教导是让我们非常诧异的。
There are some surprising teaching in the Bible.
一方面，圣经有对财务的肯定。
On the one hand, we have some very positive views of our money.
好像，所以有的人就会讲，这个是不是资本主义的理论？所以资本主义就是这么发展起来的。
And people, this is the root of capitalism because the level of money that capitalism developed.
但是当你仔细去读圣经的时候，你会发现圣经里边对钱财有一句非常严厉的警告，因为它对我们的灵命是有极大的危险性的。
But if you read the Bible carefully, you see a lot of warnings about money in the Bible.
它会扭曲一个人，它会压制一个人，它会成为迫害一个人的工具。
Now, if not careful, it can twist our sisters and harm us.
特别是你去读雅各书，雅各书第五章开头的时候，那一段的话，不用翻了。
Yeah, so if you look the book of James in the beginning.
对，那一段话就对付出的人。他有很严重的警告。那么好像从雅各书这个教导来看，圣经是反对资本主义的，是不是？
We may say the Bible is against capitalism.
所以圣经既不是赞成资本主义，也不是反对资本主义，而是圣经高过所有世界范畴的事情。
Yeah, so the Bible is not for capitalism or against capitalism, but the Bible is above all kinds of isms.
圣经在这里告诉我们的说，
The Bible tells us here,
贪财，你有这个过度的欲望，
The excessive desire for money,
并不是在于你有没有钱。
It doesn't depend on whether you, how much money you have.
有的人会说，因为他很有钱，所以他贪钱。
Some people say, he loves money because he has so much money.
不一定。
It depends.
有的人没有钱，但他也非常想要钱，不择一切手段想要钱。
Some people who don't have money, they have a strong desire for money.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这是讲到了一个人的欲望。
This is about our desires.
那我们现在再回过来看第九节。
Let's come back to verse 9.
第九节里边是这么说，但那些要想发财的人就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的欲望里边，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
Yeah, again, people who want to get rich fall into temptation and attract into many foolish and harmful desires.
所以我想请大家要特别注意这段圣经里边的两个词。
Let's focus on two words in this verse.
一个是网罗
，one is trap，
网一是无知
，the other one is foolish。
好像网罗和无知结合在一起，这是一个非常不好的事情。
So it's very bad to have a trap and foolishness together。
因为希伯来文里边，他讲到的圣经里边，他讲到的无知，并不是说这个人很笨。
So in Hebrew, the word for foolish doesn't mean he is, not clever.
并不是说那个人很愚蠢。
It doesn't mean actually he's intellectually foolish.
对，而是说这个人以为他自己很有智慧。
It means actually Foolish means someone who thinks, he thinks himself, he's very wise.
实际上他是无知的，不知道自己是没有智慧的人。
Yeah, he doesn't know that he doesn't have wisdom because he's foolish.
因为他认为自认为自己很有智慧，所以圣经里边说他是无知的人。
Because he thinks he has a lot of wisdom, that the Bible says he is foolish.
所以像这样的人，他不会去面对现实。
So such people won't face the reality.
他是看不见的，他常常会自己欺骗自己。
He will deceive himself.
有的时候人家以为说有钱好像是一个防护罩。
Some people think money is a good protection.
一切都不会遇到问题，只要你有钱，问题都可以解决。
As long as money, all problems can be solved.
中国不是有句话叫有钱人是鬼推磨吗？
So there's a saying in Chinese that the money can make a devil to do the work for you.
其实它会阻挡我们看清事情的本相。
But the money can blind us and make us.
而扭曲我们对现实生活的正确的认知。
And twist our image of real life.
它对我们的灵魂是非常负面的。
It's very harmful to our soul.
那我们就看到，当一个人过度的要去追求金钱的时候，
When someone is in excessive pursuit of money.
那你这样的人呢，就会跌到了一个网络里边去。
And such people will fall into the trap.
那我们来看下面第十七节里边讲。
So in verse 17,
第十七节里边讲用了一个非常强烈的词汇。
There's a strong word there.
他说你要祝福那些心思付出的人，不要自高，也不要依靠那无定的钱财，只要依靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神。
Yeah, command those people who are rich not to be arrogant and put their hope in wealth.
你要知道，保罗在这边说，你要祝福他们，这是一个非常强烈的词，是一个命令式的词。
So Paul used the word command here. It's a strong word.
所以这里命令什么呢？命令说要富足的人不要自高。
And it's a command for the rich not to be arrogant.
保罗的意思好像是在说。他直接认定那些心思富足的人他会自高的。
It looks like Paul thinks the rich people tend to be arrogant.
所以他就提醒提摩太说你要命令他们不要自高。
So he asked Timothy to command them not to be arrogant.
那你认为他们为什么会自高呢？
So why do you think they can be arrogant?
人为什么会自高呢？
Why a man can be arrogant?
如果你听过我们讲福音的时候，你就会知道我们在讲什么。
If you know the gospel, you know the reason.
福音是讲因信称义。
In the gospel, we talk about righteousness by faith.
或者说是因着神的恩典，我们白白的得救了。
We're saved by God's grace.
是因为耶稣基督所成就的救恩。
Because what Jesus has accomplished for us.
但是人的本性里边是非常喜欢自己的。
But by human nature, we all like ourselves.
所以我们的罪里边，我们是喜欢靠自己的力量来称义的。
By our own nature, we want to be righteous by our own strength.
所以你看，为什么中国那么多人去拜菩萨，是希望说他能掌控一切。
So that's why so many people worship the Buddha in China because he thinks the Buddha is in control of everything.
所以他把钱给这个菩萨的时候，希望什么？这个菩萨听他的话，按他的心意办事。
And when he gives money to the Buddha, he hopes that the Buddha will do what he wants.
所以这个里面就让我们看到，实在人的内心是要想掌控一切的，是要想自己来占取救恩的。
By ourselves, we actually have we have the desire to control everything ourselves.
所以人心中的这种自业的这种心态越来越大的时候，
when our kind of self-righteousness grows in us,
如果这个人在财务上又很成功，
and also he has very prosperous,
如果把这两个东西组合在一起的话，就会让一个人非常非常的骄傲。
If you're self-righteous and also you have a lot of money and you put them together, then thisMan will be very arrogant.
什么意思呢？
我的概念
就是当他成功，他在 钱财上很成功，他就认为他在做一切的事上都是很成功的。
When he is successful in money, he thinks he will be successful in everything he does.
当他的事业越来越成功的时候，他被高升的时候，他自己自意的那种本性和他成功结合在一起的时候。
When his success combined with his desires, that it has become very arrogant.
所以这样的人呢，他认为他在一个方面成功了，他在其他方面一定都是成功的。
You think he is successful in money, then he will be succeed in everything else.
我不知道你是不是听懂我刚才讲的这个意思。
I guess you just got what I mean.
一个人在财务上很成功的时候，他会认为他生命当中的每一方面也是都是成功的。
When somebody is successful in money, then he thinks he is successful in every aspect.
但是实际上并不是这样。
This is not true.
他仅仅是在赚钱上面比较成功。
He's only successful in making some money.
但是他突然之间认为我是一个全方位的专家。
But when as soon as he thinks he is he's successful all around.
所以这个有钱的人，他的心态里边他就有过度的自信。
Someone rich tend to be overconfident.
他相信自己的哲学，相信自己的判断。
He relies on his own judgment and intuition.
因为他认为他做事到成功到今天这个地步，是因为他比别人多厉害。
And he thinks he is successful because he is smarter than anybody else.
所以你就会发现，这样的人在处人际关系的时候，教会里边也是一样，有这样的人的。
You know what kind of people I mean. You see this kind of people all the time.
所以这样的人总是摆出一副样子来说，其实呢，我什么都懂。
And these people appear as if they know everything.
所以一个有钱的人，一个富有的人，就失去了受教的心。
So this kind of rich people, they don't want to be taught by anything.
因为人没有办法跟你讲，因为你说你什么都知道。
Because if he knows everything, he doesn't need to learn anything.
因为你认为你自己已经是最好的了，所以你不需要再努力。
Because he's the best, he doesn't have to do any better.
当一个人进入了正式状态的时候，他就停滞不前，不可能再成长。
When someone's in this state, he won't be able to grow anymore.
但是这样的人他自己是不是知道？不知道。
But such people don't know about this themselves.
这是他的骄傲引起他，是他的眼睛看不见。
This kind of arrogance blinded his eyesight.
所以一个有钱的人，他会不认识他自己是谁。
So rich people will forget who he is.
他忘记了自己是谁。
Yeah, he forgot what kind.
所以听不进任何一点的批评。
Okay, won't take any kind of criticism.
所以出席教会有一个教父叫做 Sam Bernard， 他曾经说过这样一句话。
In the early church history, there's Sam Bernard. He said this.
他说要见到一个富有的人，一个谦卑的富人，世界上是世上极为罕见的事。
It's very rare to see a rich but humble person.
所以当我们要明白圣经里边对钱财的看法的时候，我们要从这个角度来理解。
So we have to look from this perspective if we want to understand.
所以当一个人很有钱的时候，他就忘记了自己是谁。
When someone is very rich, he forgets.
他认为自己非常的卓越，非常的成功，非常的优秀。
He thinks he's very outstanding and very successful.
他在某一个方面很优秀，他认为他什么方面都是优秀的。
He's outstanding one area and thinks he's outstanding above everything.
所以圣经里边就讲说，这样的人就会使自己陷在迷惑，落在网络无知和有害的诱惑里边。
Such people will fall into the trap.
那我们再回到圣经里边来看，圣经里边讲他的私欲，是不是？私欲的意思是什么？私欲就是想到冲动过度。
The Bible talks about the selfish desires. And this is that kind of means excessive desire for something.
对，那么这样的表现呢，就表示一种上瘾。
This is actually a kind of addiction.
在这里讲的是，有的人想发财到要上瘾了。
Yeah, somebody they are the making of money becomes an addiction.
上瘾这件事吧，就是会使一个人对一件事的容忍度越来越提高。
Addiction will raise our level of the
容忍
tolerance of
我跟你大家举个例子。
I'll give you example.
有的人喜欢喝酒，对不对？
Some people like drinking.
那开始的时候喝一杯酒就觉得很高兴了。
First, like one cup is satisfying.
那后来喝了越多了以后，一杯酒不过瘾了，一定要两杯酒才能达到一杯酒的效应。
Then later, one cup is not enough. Then he wants two.
对呀、啊，你慢慢慢你就上瘾了。
And then you get addicted.
因为我觉得人是这样，动物也是这个样子的。
I think just like animals are like that.
对，我在 Fork 的时候，曾经在 Scripps 的实验室里边用大白鼠做实验。
So I used to do experiments.
Stock Institute.
In Stock Institute. And when I worked there,
对
I used to do experiments with a guinea pig.
对
Rat.
那个实验的目的呢，就是看看那个老鼠吧，喝酒以后对他脑子有什么影响？
The experiment finds out the effect of alcohol on rats.
对啊，那就是说，那开始的时候呢，那我都要我们自己做嘛，所以就先给孩子啊，先给那个老鼠，先给那个老鼠喝那个甜水。
We started by feeding the rat with a sugar water.
对，然后呢？水里边呢，泉水里边再放一点酒精，
then add a little bit more alcohol.
然后呢，把糖吃去，多吃酒精。
And gradually you change proportion, you have more and more alcohol and less sugar.
对呀、啊，所以这个大老鼠呢，它到最后吧，它就分不出是酒精还是水，所以它很喜欢喝那个酒。
Then he was not able to distinguish between alcohol and the sugar.
最后呢，我们要把它放到一个就是设备里面去，这个设备呢就让它要呼吸，给它的空气里面多是酒精。
And finally, it has to be put in a space where he has to breathing alcohol as well.
所以他到后来嘛，像人一样的，喝完以后都倒下来。
And he can sleep very well.
然后我们就把他杀了，看他脑子里面的变化。
Then we curious to see what happened to his brain.
这就是科学研究嘛，对不对？
It's called scientific research.
那他从喝一点点的糖水到最后呼那个酒精空气才过瘾，是为什么？他上瘾了，是不是？
That's called addiction. Yeah.
那人赌不也是这样？
So is gambling.
对啊，我以前遇到过一个人，他赌博输了一套房子，他的孩子不让他出去。他晚上趁他孩子睡觉了，把钥匙偷出来，他还是要去赌。
Yeah, now I know someone who actually lost his house because of gambling, but still wants to still out in the evening to gamble.
所以对钱财，圣经告诉我们，人如果过度的欲望也会上瘾，也会成瘾。
The love of money can become addiction too.
所以你就会看到这样的人，他的对要想钱的这个欲望越来越大。
And we'll see desire become stronger and stronger.
所以钱财就使得这个人无知有害。
And this will make this person very foolish and it's harmful to him.
那么什么是网罗呢？
So what is actually a trap?
那怎么会发生钱财怎么会成为一个人的网罗呢？
How come that money can become a trap?
因为我们知道，当一个人赚了多一点的钱，他的地位提高了，他的工资也越来越高，他就有能力去买一些以前不能够负担买的东西。
And when you get more and more money, you'll be able to purchase the things you're not able to purchase before.
所以 有一些事情你以前不能做的，现在能做了。
You will be able to do some things you are not able to do before.
那么你就会拥有一些你以前没有拥有的东西。
You possess some things you didn't possess before.
这一句实在来说是奢侈品。
And these are usually the luxury.
因为很长一段时间你没有这些东西，你也依然过得很好。
Actually, you could live very well without those luxuries.
但问题是，当你现在非常享受这些奢侈品的时候
，But when you're enjoying all the luxury,
你的容忍度就会越来越大，以后你就会没有这些奢侈品，你就会觉得这些奢侈品是我生活的必需品。
Then your tolerance of going without those things will be lower and lower.
当你这些奢侈品成为必需品的时候，你就觉得没有这些奢侈品，你这个生活就不正常了。
Now, when those wants become your needs, then you won't be to live without those things.
所以人对钱的欲望就越来越高，
and、
越来越不会满足。
Then you have less and less likely to be content.
所以你就会要有更多的钱，你才能满足。
Then you won't be happy unless you have more money.
但是你有更多的钱的时候，你还是不满足。
But when you have more money, you want more money.
所以你就跌到了这个网络里边。
That's the kind of trap.
我想在座有很多的弟兄姐妹都是拎着两个皮箱来到美国的。
I think many of you here came to US with two suitcases.
我们当时来到美国的时候，中国政府给我们换的美元是30美元。
And I only had the $30 that the government gave me when I came to the US.
所以今天大概出去吃个饭300美元就花掉了。
And today this is won't even be enough for a meal.
我们在当学生的时候，大家都知道，说无论做 TA、RA 太太或者丈夫还要打工。
When we were doing graduate study, even if we are doing TA or RA, our spouse still has to work.
当我们今天住在大房子里的时候，我们可能还会觉得钱不够用。
Today, when we live in a big house, we still think we don't have enough money.
我们是不是掉在一个网络里边呢？
Do you think this we are in a trap?
我再跟大家举个例子。
I'll give you another example.
当你在工作中间慢慢年资长高了，你年纪也大了，工作经验也多了，你的职位升高了，你的钱也多了。
In your work, as you become more senior, you have your income also grows.
所以在这样的情况下面，你就会从你的这样一个阶层提高到这个阶层来了。
So like went up one level.
那么当你进入到这个阶层的时候，
when you went to the upper,
当你进入到一个新的阶层的时候，
yeah, when you're in a high level of income,
你会发现你看看你的周围，有些人比我更有钱。
If you look around, you find people who have a better income than I can live.
他的生活比我更享受。
He has a richer life.
他的车开的比我还好。
His car is better than mine.
所以我怎么办？那我要向他看齐。
So I have to, keep up with the Joneses.
所以呢，我们就什么？就要继续去竞争。继续是往上爬。
So we continue to compete to go up.
因为当你看到说原来这个人比我更有钱，他的生活真的是那么好。
Yeah, then he can you envy his life.
所以你要达到那个生活环境，你不得不在那边继续的在那边赚钱。
Then you have to work harder to make money.
所以以前对你是奢侈品来讲，今天对你来讲是必需品了。
All the luxuries become the dating.
所以你就进入到疯狂的竞争里边去。
Then you got this crazy competition.
你要跟别人竞争。
You want to compete.
你要希望比别人做得更好，所以你能够升得更快。
You want to do better than other people, so you can be promoted faster.
所以你是不是也常常听到有些人讲，我这个毕业的同学谁谁谁现在已经赚多少万钱了，我怎么还在这里？
My classmates, all my classmates are so rich now, but I'm still here.
所以有的时候太太就跟先生讲，怎么搞的？搞了半天，你看你的同学都赚20万了，你现在10万。
Yeah,
另外道歉。
The wife said to the husband, if you look at your classmates, you are making 200K every year. You're only making 10K, 100K.
所以这就是我们陷入到这个网络里边去了。
So this plunged into this trap.
弟兄姐妹们，主耶稣对我们讲。
Jesus said to us.
主耶稣说啊，他说啊，你们要谨慎，
you should be careful,
要免去一切的贪心。那是在路加福音十二章十五节里边的话。
That's in the book of Luke.
十二章十五节。
Chapter,
十二章十五节。
Luke chapter 15 verse 12.
因为主耶稣说你们要谨慎免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道的丰富。因为中文里边比较难看出主耶稣在讲这句话的一个强度。
主耶稣在讲你们要谨慎的时候，实际上主耶稣说你们要注意，你们要小心。
所以他讲你们不要贪心。
So you're going against all kinds of greed.
主耶稣好像在跟我们讲说，那个是一个不正当的欲望。
The greed is not good design.
所以你看主耶稣圣经里面没有讲说你们要注意要免去一切的淫乱，他从来没跟人这么讲过。
Jesus never said this, to watch out to guard up against all kinds of
淫乱
adultery.
他主耶稣你看圣经里面从来没跟人这么讲过，但是对贪心这件事耶稣就这么讲。
Also, he used even a stronger word here, because to watch out. So, he means something he should guard against.
为什么主耶稣要这么样讲呢？
So why did he say this?
我以前曾经遇到过这个做过几十年的老传道人。
I used to know an old minister who served for many for decades.
他跟我讲，他说我做传道人那么多年。
As a pastor for so many years,
他说很多人我辅导他们，他们来认罪。
I taught many people, they came to me to confess their sin.
他们有的人可能自己有偷窃的罪、撒谎的罪。
I think that some people they confess their sin of lying and stealing.
奸淫或者通奸的罪。
Or adultery.
但是他说我做了那么多年的牧师，从来没有人来讲我认贪心的罪。
Nobody came to me to confess their sin.
因为我花了太多的钱在我自己的身上。
Because I spent so much on myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The pastor.
Yeah. Yeah. Pastor. 对。那为什么会这样？
Why is this the case?
因为人并不认为自己是贪心的。
So nobody thinks himself she is greedy himself.
另外一个牧师跟我讲过一件事。
Another pastor told me,
他说有一次他在他的教会里边跟那些 men's group, 就是弟兄们查圣经。他查圣经主要是查七个就是说罪，他讲人有七个很重的罪，就是要认。那么其中有一个呢是贪心。结果他的太太就跟他讲，他说你看着吧，那天保证贪心的人最少。
And then his wife told him, when you talk about greed, the attendance will be low on that day.
确实很少人来参加那天。
So it turns out very few people came to that day.
因为大家都觉得我没有贪心。
But nobody thought that he or she was greedy.
弟兄姐妹们。当我们看到这些的时候，我们要想想我们自己。
So when we see this, we should also look at ourselves.
因为当你进入到这个网络里边， 当有贪心的时候，就会使自己盲目了。
You will become blind when you fall into the.
啊，为了你成瘾。
You become addicted.
而且你会找出很多理由来自己欺骗自己。
And you will find many reasons to deceive yourself.
好，我们刚才是讲的是从第六章的第六节到第十节，我们是讲那不太有钱的人想要有钱。
So we look at the verse 10 to 7.
Anyway, they talk about verse 6 to 10. They talk about the
people who don't have enough money
and want to be become rich. Those who are in lack of money want to have more money. But in verse 17 to
19, here it's talking about the people who are already rich.
所以无论是你已经拥有了很多钱还是你缺乏钱，钱对你是会有影响的。甚至会毒害到你的生命。因为当你没有钱的时候，你会妒忌那些有钱的人。因为你恨恶那些有钱的人。
You will hate the rich people.
或者你会觉得自己很没出息，我怎么不能赚到他那么多的钱？
And you think yourself is useless. Why can't I make so much money?
就像我刚才说的，有的人会想，你看我的同班同学现在已经成了大老板了，我还在下面做打工。
Just like yeah, my classmate has become a boss. I'm still employee.
所以这会成为人的网络。
And this become a trap.
这是我们要非常注意的一件事情。
It's something you should be watch out and guard against.
既然我们刚才花了那么多时间讲什么是网络人要钱财会成为人的网络，那么现在接下来的第二个问题就是我们怎么才能逃离这个网络。因为这个网络实在来讲是一个陷阱。
So the trap is something you can fall into.
要知道圣经里边讲到网络的时候，实际上它是有一个特别的意思在里边。
When the Bible talks about the trap, the word trap has a special meaning.
它这个地方是讲那个要抓鸟的人，他用那个绳子绑了一个网，那个网呢鸟是看不见的，但是鸟呢受引诱就接近那个网，那个网一下子就把它套起来了。
Yeah, so the real image here is the bird catcher. They set up this net, and the birds are not able to see the net, so they will, rush into the net and be caught.
所以钱财也是一样。
The same as money.
那么我们怎么样来逃离这个网络？
And how do we stay away?
所以在这里呢，给大家提供三种方式。
I will provide three ways to do it.
第一个是要知足。
First, be content.
第二个是恩典。
And also know your grace.
第三个是简朴。
And a simple life.
对，就是要过简朴的生活。那我们回过来看第六章第六节。
First Timothy,
对，这是他们先第六章。然而，敬虔向上知足的心便是大利了。
Godliness with contentment is great gain.
那什么是大利呢
？So what is great gain?
大利的意思就是说，你有巨大的财富，是不是
？And if you have great treasure.
所以，知足，保罗在这里讲知足的定义是什么呢？
What's the Paul's definition of contentment?
是不是说我今天家里边我有十万块钱我就知足了，我还现在我赚到十万块钱我就知足了。
Would you be content with 20K?
我把我所有一切安排好了，按照我的计划安排好了，我就知足了。我的退休金预备好了，我就知足了。
When you have enough retirement, you'll be content.
在这里保罗讲的知足的定义是什么？是不在乎外在环境如何，你多能够喜乐满足，这就是真正的财富。
The Paul says the real contentment is that you can be content regardless of your circumstances.
对，我跟大家再说一遍，自说自己不在乎外边的环境如何。
So being content is that you don't look at your what's around you.
你可以完全的满足，完全的喜乐，这才是真正的财富。
And whatever happens around you, you can be still be content and be joyful.
弟兄姐妹们，这个意思是什么呢？
What does that mean?
无论环境如何，不受环境影响，心里边的那个平安是不能夺去的。
So regardless of your situation, what situation you are in, the circumstances, the inner peace in your heart can never be taken away.
无论股票发生了什么事情，
whatever happens to the stock market,
无论你的身体状况怎么样，
whatever happens to your health,
无论你的孩子怎么样，
however your children are doing,
无论你遇到了什么难处，
no matter what difficulties you are facing,
无论外边是好是坏，
no matter good things happen or bad things happen,
你里边一直可以保持有那许平安，
and you can keep the peace,
而且不为所动，
and not be affected by these
things, 可以面对外边的环境，人就是微笑的，
and still face the world around you with a smile.
所以中国有句话讲是什么，面对狂风大浪，人是什么？闲庭信步，是不是？圣是闲庭信步，是不是？
Yeah, in spite of storms, you can still walk peacefully in your hall.
所以保罗讲过一句话，我觉得对我们大家都非常有帮助。
So I said, what Paul says is very helpful to us.
保罗说什么呢？
He said,
他说我们很多的时候啊，是用金钱来使我们觉得有安全感。
Oftentimes, our security, sense of security comes from.
我们以为拥有了金钱就可以使我们安全得到保障了。
We think we are safe when we have money.
所以我们要成为富有，这就是其中的一个原因。
That's why we want to become rich.
因为那么多的原因中间，我觉得金钱最大的是会给我们带来安全感。
Yeah, so money can bring the sense of.Maybe a support sense of security.
当教会不断的壮大的时候，在我们中间有人失业，有人生病，有人得癌症，有人死亡，这都是很正常的事情。
As church grows and many things do happen in our church, some people become sick, some people lose their job, and bad things do happen.
当外边这些事情发生，当外边有风暴的时候。我们能不能仍旧面对微笑，面对未来，面对困难？
Yeah, so when these bad things happen, can we still face the reality with a smile?
我是不是能够仍旧感到是平安，感到是安全呢？
Can we still feel peaceful and secure?
我们会不会害怕可能会失去工作呢？
Are we afraid of losing our job?
可能会失去健康呢？
Losing our health?
那最好的解决办法是你拥有更多的钱。以致你不会失去平安呢？还是说并不是因为钱的多少会夺取你心中的平安？
Yeah, you try to secure those things with money or you can keep the peace regardless of money.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们一定要明白，
We must understand,
金钱不能给我们真正的平安。
Money itself cannot give us true peace.
我们认为很多的时候你认为物质的财富，肉体上的财富，这些的财富能使你满足，可以得到安全的，那是大错特错了。
You will be very wrong if you think the money and the worldly treasures can make you happy, then you are wrong.
当我牧会以后，
after I become a pastor here,
我是常常有机会接触到各种不同的人。
I had the chance to meet different kinds of people.
有的人虽然嘴上没说，但是他的行为就是告诉我说，他希望有更多的钱，使他能够更加有保障。
Yeah, some people didn't tell me, but I can see that they hope to have more money to become more secure.
有的人会跟我讲，如果我能够有更多的钱，人家就会更加喜欢我。
People say people like you more if you have more money.
我的人际关系会变得更加好。
My relationship will become better.
但是当你真的很有钱的时候，你的人际关系会变得非常错综复杂。
Actually, when you have more money, your personal relationship will become more complicated.
所以所有的大奖的彩票的人，大概没有几个人，他们的人际关系会摆得非常平的。
Yeah, those who won lottery will have a terrible situation in have a terrible human relationship.
所以我想大家都听说过很多故事。
I think you've heard many stories like that.
当一个人有了钱以后，他会睡不着觉的。
Now you be less likely to have good sleep when you have more money.
有一个人他中了大彩。
When he hit the lottery.
但是他每天他的车，他开的车卡，他开一个小卡车，上面必须要装很多的钱，带上钱。
But he always keeps his money in his little pickup truck.
因为别人可能会要抢去他，
所
以他就可以把那个钱给人家保他的命。
Oh, so he was afraid that people would rob him, so then he had the money always with him, so he can take the money to save his life.
所以你就看他这个人际关系就很复杂了，是不是？
So this is a terrible human relationship.
所以他有很多的钱，并不使他真正的有安全。
So that his money cannot give him security.
以前没有钱的时候，没有什么太多的要考虑钱的事情。
Before he had money, I didn't have this kind of worry.
当一个人很有钱的时候，他会考虑说，我会不会失去钱呢？
Now, when you have money, you are afraid of losing it.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这个不是说别人，是应该我们要每个人都要想到我们自己。
Everybody should examine ourselves in this respect.
所以保罗说，你要真正能够面对风暴，能够坦然处置，能就面对微笑吗？
So the Paul said, can you still, when faced with storm, can you still keep smiling?
所以保罗在腓立比书四章十一至十三节里面这么说。
So Paul said in the, is on the,
应该有，但是我们都没有。你腓立比书第四章十一到十三节。
In the Philippians, okay.
腓立比书第四章第十一到十三节里边，他是这么说的：我并不因为缺乏说这样的话，我无论在什么境况都可以自作，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑欠，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我做这的秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
The book of Philippians. I'm not saying this because I'm in need. I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him.Who gives me strength?
保罗在这里边讲的是什么意思呢？
So what does Paul mean here?
可能有的人讲，这怎么可能呢？
Some people say that's enough, that's impossible.
如果我有很多的钱，我就会比较喜欢自己。
If I have more money, I'll like myself more.
我要告诉你说，你要因着你的名字记在天上而欢喜快乐。
I tell you, you should be happy because your name is already in the heavenly.
名字永远在天上。
The fact that your name has already kept in heaven should be the source of your happiness.
因为你是属于基督的。
If you belong to Christ.
你的名字，你真实的名字，超过地上所有最有钱的人。
This name,
最显赫的人。
This name worth more than everything else.
实际上，人认为他有钱，他才能安全的，实际上是不对的。
So it's not true that you can be secure with money.
对于美国有一个很有名的神学家叫 John Edwards.
There's a famous theologian.
John Edwards. John Edwards. 他在18岁的时候写过一篇的讲章。
When he was 18, he wrote this.
他的题目就叫做基督徒的喜乐 Christian's Happiness.
He wrote an article about Christian's Happiness.
但这个讲章里面他说一个人如果要真正认识基督的话有三个原因。
If someone wants to truly know Christ, there must be three reasons.
那哪三个原因呢？
So what are the three reasons?
他说第一个，他说第一个呢是说那些不好的事将会对你有益处。
Even bad things will be beneficial to you if you are real, if you are true Christian.
如果是好的事情轮到你的话，这个好的事情永远不会失掉的。
And also the good things will never leave you.
更好的事情还没有来到。
And even better things are yet to come.
弟兄姐妹们，我们知道保罗在罗马书里边有一句话大家都很熟悉，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。所以上个礼拜我们在母亲节讲到的时候，我们特别讲到哈娜，她是一个没有生育能力的一个妇女，是因为耶和华不让她生育。
Last week we talked about Hannah who was barren because the Lord wants her to be so.
这是一个非常不好的事情对她来讲，是不是？
To Hannah, this was being barren is a very bad thing for her.
但是她向神祷告，神应允她对她儿子。
But she prayed to God, and God gave her a son.
而且她这个儿子是献给神，成了以色列历史上一个非常重要的先知撒母耳。
And his son Samuel became a very important prophet.
而且神是通过撒母耳把大卫找出来。
And it was Samuel who sought out David.
所以你看哈拿他遇到了这么大的难处，但是神与他同在。
And even such a difficult day, Hannah was can enjoy God's presence.
我们的神是能够使坏事变好事的神。
Our God can turn bad things into good things.
这是第一点。
Second.
第二点就是讲到说当你的生命中发生了一些事是没有办法可以被人夺去的。
And there are things in your life that nobody can take it away.
那你会问了什么好事在我的生命中间不能被人夺去呢？
So what are the things that cannot be taken away by other things?
因为你已经成为神的儿女。
Because it's the fact that you have become, you have your children as God.
你已经成为神家里的人。
You have a member of the family of God.
这是一件大的了不得的事情。
This is something very amazing.
是透过圣灵，借着耶稣基督成就在你的身上。
It was accomplished with Holy Spirit by Christ.
这是我们这个人一辈子都没有办法去想象，这是何等大的一件事在我们的身上。
This thing is greater than anything we can imagine.
圣经里边讲，耶稣是我们的大祭司。
The Bible says that Jesus is our chief priest.
Now, 我们知道在新约里面大祭司进入到至圣所的时候是挂着胸牌。
As in the Old Testament, when the chief priest went to the most holy place in the temple, he has a chest in front of
him. 对，这个上面呢有很多的宝石。美丽的宝石，宝贵的宝石。而且这上面还刻着以色列的名字。
And also the name was the name of Israel.
弟兄姐妹们，你知不知道我们主耶稣是我们的大祭司，在父神的右边？
Do you realize that Jesus was representing us next to God?
我们的名字在耶稣的心上。
Our name is named on the heart of Jesus.
所以父神看我们的时候，看到在耶稣心上，在耶稣那里我们名字的时候，你说我们宝贵不宝贵，这个会不会夺去？
Yeah, so,
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们要这样来认识我们自己的身份，这样来在地上要过在天生活的时候，我们看这些的钱财，我们就看得能粪土一样，不过是个工具。
Yeah, in this way, when we realize how that this status, we can look at money as if we were rich.
这个是没有人可以夺去的。
And nobody can take it away.
我们已经被称义，我们正在成圣，将来我们要在神的里边，我们要在神的面前得荣耀，这是没有人可以夺去的。
We become righteous will be glorified as in, will get the glory of God in the future.
最好的事情还没有发生。
That's what means the best things are yet to come.
什么意思？保罗讲这句话什么意思？
That's what Paul means.
保罗他说无论什么情况我都可以知道，这是我已经学会了。
But I'll be content in all circumstances.
请你要记住，保罗讲这句话的时候，他是面临着审判，面临着杀头。
When Paul said that he was facing death, actually, in danger of being killed.
弟兄姐妹们，这个世界对你做的最坏的事情是什么？无非就是让你死去。
The worst thing that happened to you in this world is death.
保罗说，不过是让我提早的死去。
Paul to Paul that said just that I could leave this world a little earlier.
就让你提早的解决。
And to have an early resolution of the issue.
过了这个世界的，过了在这个世界上死去以后，是吧？你就与主同在。
Because he will be with the Lord.
所以这个世界对我们做的最多就是让我们死去。
So the worst thing that happens in this world is to die.
所以有人这么说。他说死亡呢是一个像一个刽子手那样。
The death is like a killer, a murderer.
但是呢福音呢是死亡这件事呢成为了一个园丁。
But the gospel can turn this murderer into a gardener.
所以保罗讲死亡啊你的权势在哪里。
So that's where is the king of death?
所以保罗说什么？保罗说面对死亡，他说：“你来吧。”我们基督徒不怕死亡。这是何等的自信，何等的确据。所以保罗说，无论外边发生什么样的情况，什么样的风暴，我能够。笑脸相迎，因为我里边有平安。那靠着加给我力量的耶稣基督，凡事都能做，我全然自做了。弟兄姐妹们，我们必须要自做，你必须要自做。如果不自做的话，没有内在的财富满足，金钱就会摧毁你。
If you don't, if not content, money can destroy you.
所以这是何等的重要。
It's very, very important.
有的弟兄姊妹可能会讲，你做传道人，你讲的我都知道，我也明白。可是我可没有，我对环境有变化的时候，我心里仍旧感到忐忑不安。
I understand this, but I still afraid.
我还是觉得焦虑。
I still anxious.
我没有办法带着微笑面对风暴。
I cannot, but I face it with a smile.
但是我希望你要知道的一件事。
I hope you will know.
你要照着那心里神所给你真正的平安，让福音恩典的真理在你的心中，不仅仅是进入到你的心中，然后要在你的心里活出来，在你的生命的经历里边活出来。
I hope that the gospel will really enter your heart and you can be able to act.
自己心中的满足能够不断的增长起来。
So the true contentment in your heart can actually grow.
而且在这个圣经里边，第六节和第七节的时候是讲的很有意思的。他前面讲是说金钱加上施作就是大力了，然后第七节就讲，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不会带什么离开这个世界。这是一些非常有趣的经文，如果你仔细去读的话。
Yeah, the sixth verse six says, "We since we brought nothing into the world, we cannot take nothing out of it."
你看他突然之间怎么会加了这一段的经文进来
？But why he add this here?
很多的解经书是这么说，他说在这里保罗把这段话讲进来的时候是指着什么？他 是指的约珀说的。
Some commentary says that this is the here Paul is referring to Job.
因为约珀记在第一章第二十一节里边是特别讲到说，我出生出于母胎，也被出生归回，赏赐的也是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
Yeah, this is very similar to what Job said in the book of Job.
所以你就可以看到，当一个人出生来到世界，我们也会说，是不是？你出条条，你是来的时候没有补什么，走的时候也不会带走什么。
Yeah, we came to this world naked and leave this world naked too.
所以当一个人他要离开这个世界的时候，你看他是能够拽着东西，他能拽住吗？没有，他最多只能留在他的棺材里边。
We can take nothing with us except those things.
因为他已经不在这个里边了，是不是？
He's
not in the 棺材里边，他已经走了嘛。
So he's not even in the he won't even stay in the coffin. Should be gone from the coffin. So what's the use of the money in the coffin?
对，所以你就可以看。所以我有的时候我也参加过有些不是基督徒的一些葬礼啊，那你看那个人哭哭啼啼啊，在那个地方什么把什么美元、人民币、欧元、什么元、小房子、小汽车都弄好了，放在这个棺材里边。
Yeah, well, I've been to some non-Christian funerals where people put dollars, 人民币 you know, and euro and everything, even.
所以你看他这个能带走吗？
And he not able to take it with him.
他带不走吗？所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们看到我们在这世上，我们要明白一点的事情，就是我们这个人在世上到处奔波的时候，是为了一件什么事？为了一件让我们觉得有遮盖的事情。
So we are so busy in this world to get something which think can cover us.
让我跟你解释一下。
Let me explain to you.
为什么我们说？因为当我们来到世界上的时候，你想一想看，我们的一个来到世界上的婴孩，他是一个非常软弱的、非常无助的，是不是？
So when an infant came to this world, he was the infant was very weak, very helpless.
他是非常脆弱，非常受伤的，非常容易受伤的。
Very vulnerable.
但是你也看到，当一个老人他要离开这个世界的时候，那个时候他也是非常非常的觉得软弱无助的。
Also, when the old man was about to leave this world, he's also very.
没有人能够改变这个状况。
Nobody can change it.
当我们来到这个世界上的时候。实际上我们所做的所有的一切，就是要我们所的投资也好，我们要成功也好，都是为了一件事，要掩盖我们这个出生入体的状况。
So we have to make money just to cover to so that we don't show our helplessness and vulnerability.
这种脆弱的状况实际上就有点像在伊甸园里边一样。
This is what happened in the Garden of Eden.
大家都还记得伊甸园里边讲亚当夏娃是什么？是那无花果树来包容包裹自己，是不是？
Yeah, so in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve had to cover themselves with the leaves of the.
所以我们今天，我
my mind is almost getting too long.
Too long.
Too long. My mind stopped working.
Okay.
It's 12 o'clock.
Okay. Now 我就赶紧去说好不好？好，那就是最后的话呢，我就想跟大家讲一件的事，就是说，当我们怎么样来逃离这个网罗的时候，我们要知道，那要靠着加在我们里边的，在我们里边的耶稣基督。
We can run away from the trap only if we rely on Jesus.
因为我们只有在我们里边，耶稣基督，他才是我们的真财富。
因为 Jesus is our true rich.
所以当我们有吃有穿就当知足。
So we should be content when we have food and clothing.
当你富足的时候，你要记得要为好事富足。
When you are rich, you should be generous.
所以当我们这样的时候，就让我们看到，我们无论是处在有吃有住，我们无论是处在一个有衣有食就当知足，还是成为一个富有的人，什么情况我们都可以处，但是我们要记得，我们要有耶稣在我们的里面。
With Jesus in our hearts, we can be content whether we are rich or poor.
这样的话呢，我们就不会有害怕，我们就会用我们的更多的钱来奉献。
And we won't be afraid, and we will be willing to offer.
因为我们在座的弟兄姐妹们，当我们随着你工作的年限不断的增高，你的职位越来越高，你的钱也会越来越多。这个时候是你的生活越来越往上提呢，还是你的生活还是维持在一个低的水平上？
As you get more and more money, does your life actually improve?
当我们能够有更多的钱能够奉献出来的时候，我们相信无论对教会，无论对这个社区，无论对奥林匹亚，我们做影响就会更大。
Yes, you have a greater impact on other people's lives when you are willing to offer.
所以我们说，让我们一起啊，真正的能够认识我们的荣耀的盼望在哪里，而不是掉落金钱的陷阱。
So let's understand where our hope really is instead of falling into the trap.
所以让耶稣进入到我们的船上。
So invite Jesus to our boat.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Father, we thank you.
你用你的话对我们的心说话。
You talk to our hearts.
让我们看到唯有耶稣基督才是我们真实的宝藏。
Only you, Jesus, is our own security.
让我们的宝藏，我们的安全感不是从世界的财物而来。
So let us not depend on the worldly treasures for our sense of security.
唯有耶稣基督，你是我们的一切。
Christ Jesus, you are everything we need.
你也是我们的所有。
To all we have.
得到了你，我们就拥有了一切。
We have all when we have you.
主啊，求你让我们知道。
So let us understand.
金钱财物不过是个工具。
Money is just a tool.
我们不是靠着这些的金钱活着。
We don't live on that.
当它是一个工具的时候，我们再有钱，但是我们不需要一定要过某一个的生活水准。
No matter how much money, we don't need to pursue a certain level of riches.
让我们多过一个知足而简朴的生活。
Let's be content and live a simple life.
让我们的钱实在是可以拿出来成为我们所在这个城市的祝福。
So we can willing to offer money to be a blessing to this city.
谢谢主今天对我们的心说话。
Thank you for talking to us today.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
阿门。谢谢大家，耽误了大家时间了。